AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Attorney General has named a special counsel to investigate documents with classified markings found at President Biden's Delaware home and a Washington office. Sagar Magani.
After Monday's disclosure that sensitive documents from his time as vice president were found at his former institute's office, the president now acknowledges another one's been found in his personal library, along with other documents in his garage.
The Department of Justice was immediately notified.
Hours later,
the extraordinary circumstances here require the appointment of a special counsel for this matter.
Garland named Robert Herr, a former Trump-appointed federal prosecutor. Officials here say they're confident Herr's review will show the classified documents were inadvertently misplaced. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Opening statements today in the trial of five members of the Proud Boys, including their leader, charged with seditious conspiracy in the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. And Steve Bannon's lawyers want out of his border wall fraud case. They told a judge today they have irreconcilable differences about how to proceed. A giant storm system has been blowing across the South. The National Weather Service says a large and extremely dangerous tornado ripped through Selma, Alabama. Meteorologist Jessica Laws in Birmingham.
This is a tornado that started southwest of Dallas, and it continued all the way to the Georgia line.
Tornado warnings also issued in Mississippi, Tennessee, and Kentucky. Inflation moderated again last month. Consumer prices up 6.5% compared to a year ago and actually down from November. Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick says gasoline prices led declines, but there's a long way to go.
We're still seeing some upward pressure coming from food prices as well as the measure for shelter or housing.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street. This is AP News. Los Angeles' police chief says he's deeply concerned about three civilians dying in police custody last week. Donna Warder has the story.
At a news conference carried by KABC on Wednesday, Police Chief Michael Moore says two men were shot by police and one man, Keenan Anderson, died of cardiac arrest after he was tased, as was shown by police body cam.
It's out of joy for me. It's out of joy.
Stop
for
it.
Me.
Stop it, I'm gonna tase you.
Moore says six tasers were activated, and he says the shooting of Takar Smith is especially concerning because Smith's wife had called police.
Our victim did identify that Mr. Smith was experiencing a mental health crisis or had had mental health issues and had stopped taking his medication and was potentially violent.
Smith's killing already has prompted Moore to order more training for officers. I'm Donna Warder.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.